It's about 10 o'clock in the morning, and six young people are sitting at a table. They're the featured speakers in this workshop about transgender youth.
The statistics for transgender youth are pretty bad. Studies show that at least one-third of transgender youth attempt or will attempt suicide.
Zachariah Sloan is standing at a podium moderating the discussion. This workshop is one of many at a day-long conference called TransCon, held at Bear University in Miami Shores. Jack Lee Jordan is the first panelist to speak up about his personal story. He talks about the journey to get his mom to understand him when he was younger.
Like, the most important moment that I think I remember of her having, like, a moment of anger with me was when I was at Macy's or some type of department store, and I wanted to get a suit and tie because I felt more comfortable in that. And she was like, "You'll never be a boy. Just stop asking me to do these things. You're never gonna be a boy." And I was like, okay, and then I remember crying.
Before he began his transition from his assigned birth sex, female, Jack said he struggled with anxiety and depression. He didn't want to go out much.
It's very difficult when you're stuck in your room and you have nothing else to think about and to not think, why am I here? So there would be times where I would be like this close to, I don't know, hanging in my closet or something.
All six panel members said they'd either contemplated or attempted suicide. Jack stopped eating and drinking for days at a time. His mom would get calls to pick him up from school early because he was having panic attacks. Jack found out about the Yes Institute in Miami and told his mom. The organization helps families understand gender identity and provides counseling to them. Jack said after counseling and interacting with other parents of transgender children, his mom, who wouldn't let him get that suit, came around.
My mom is now my number one supporter. She's there for me for anything. And I love her a lot.
Adolescence can be incredibly difficult for anyone. That's especially true for transgender youth who face bullying a lot more often. But when several of the panelists spoke at the workshop about being bullied, it wasn't by their peers. They said the bullies were the adults at their schools.
I had to deal with a lot of discrimination from other staff and from even my own teachers.
That's Leo. He asked us not to use his last name because he didn't want to face retaliation at school. He came out as a transgender male just as he was entering the ninth grade.
I had my math teacher in front of 30 of my peers call me it in the middle of class and was all, "Oh, you should get used to this kind of treatment."
Another teenager, Victor Lopez, said he also had to deal with teachers who didn't understand or didn't want to understand him.
Specifically, this one teacher that I've had for 2 years now, she called my mom. Specific teacher was like, "What's wrong with your child? I don't want your child to be confused, and she doesn't respect my preferred name."
She calls him by his last name. The workshop's moderator, Zachariah Sloan, said giving trans youth a voice doesn't just give them more confidence. It can also change the way society sees transgender people.
It's definitely a change coming through. Like, you can look at all the online communities and everything, and the youth they're building up to make a change in the trans community.
I want to study political science and Japanese at the same time because I want to be a politician.
During the panel, a 20-year-old transgender woman named Zonica said representation in government and mainstream jobs are vital for transgender issues to gain traction.
I don't just want to be any politician, I want to be president. And the very first, the very first transgender president.
All of the young transgender panel members said they want to go into careers to help young people like themselves. Social work, government, activism. They want to build the framework for more transgender youth to feel free and open to be who they are. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.